This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Vice presidents hold a special and odd place in American politics. 14 have gone on to the presidency. The majority lapse into obscurity once their terms are over. Alvin Barkley was Harry Truman's vice president from 1949 to 1953. Barkley never made it to the presidency. And to the extent that he is remembered, it's largely for two things: his nickname and the circumstances of his death. Producers Joe Richman and Samara Freemark of Radio Diaries bring us this audio portrait of the first vice president known as the Veep.
My name's Steve Truitt. I am the grandson of Alvin W. Barkley. My grandfather was born in a log cabin in Kentucky, and he loved to talk and tell stories, and he loved singing it. You could barely restrain him. It seems like he came from a different era.
Well, this is a song that I have remembered from my boyhood days, and it's come down with me for half a century. See that dummy coming down the line, my baby. See that dummy coming down the line this evening. See that dummy coming down the line. He had to run sideways to keep from flying, my baby.
My grandfather was very much in favor of assisting the poor and not particularly sympathetic to the wealthier classes. So his concept of government was of Uncle Sam, as he used to say, not some lazy guy sitting back on a cushion someplace, but rolling up his sleeves and actually getting things done.
In my 40 years of public life in Washington, I have advanced that theory over the opposition of a great many people who believe in just standing still, that Uncle Sam or the government ought to be hitched to a post. And notwithstanding improvements in every other field, like agriculture, medicine, education, transportation, that government and politics itself ought to stand still. I don't believe that. Catching rabbits ain't no sin. Open your mouth and shove 'em in this evening.
In 1948, the Democrats' convention is in Philadelphia, and Truman hadn't made up his mind who could select as vice president. And the convention was going to go with whoever Truman decided.
Senator Alvin Barkley of Kentucky delivered the keynote speech to the Democratic National Convention.
In the Declaration of Independence,
my grandfather gave a impassioned keynote address to rouse the Democrats off their bottoms and on their feet.
Thomas Jefferson did not proclaim that all white men, all black men, or red or yellow men are equal, that all rich or poor men are equal, that all good or bad men are equal. What he declared was that all men are equal.
And that was that. He was selected as Harry Truman's vice president.
Senator Barkley and I'll win this election and make these Republicans like it. Don't you forget that.
Harry Truman's blunt challenge in 1948 was the opening gun of a fighting campaign that exhilarated the electorate and dazed the experts.
When he was vice president, my grandfather lived 2.5 blocks from where we lived. So he was over at our house all the time. And one evening he was talking about his form of address, which he thought Mr. Vice President was too wordy and long-winded.
So everywhere I went, people were saying, what should we call you? Well, one night I was out at my daughter's, and she has 4 boys. And the youngest kid says to me, why, he said, Gramps, why not put two little E's in there between those 2 big letters and call it Veep?
He did so the next day to the press corps, and thus it entered the lexicon.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the self-designated Veep, the Honorable Alvin W. Barkley, Vice President of the United States.
My grandfather wanted to be president a lot. It was the logical terminus of his entire life. So, in 1952, my grandfather actively sought the nomination. But at that time, he was a lot older than anybody else who'd ever run for president, and he did not get the support of labor. United Auto Workers felt that he was too old, so he withdrew his name. He was bitterly disappointed, but he moved on. My grandfather returned to the Senate and sat on the back row for the remainder of his term there.
On April 30, 1956, Alvin Barkley, back in the Senate again at the age of 78, was making a speech at Washington and Lee University.
I have served my country and my people for half a century as a Democrat.
He was going through his standard speech and then digressed and talked about that people asked him, did he mind being in the back row, the place reserved for the most junior senators, having spent many, many years as the majority leader in the front row. And he had said, no, he did not mind that because, as he used to say, the race is not always to the quick.
I was a junior congressman, then I became a senior congressman, and then I went to the Senate and became a junior senator. And then I became a senior senator, and then majority leader of the Senate, and then vice president of the United States, and now I'm back again as a junior senator. And I am willing to be a junior. I am glad to sit on the back row, for I would rather be a servant in the house of the Lord than to sit in the seats of the mighty.
The next sound you hear is thump.
Senator Barkley just collapsed as he finished saying, I had rather be a servant in the house of the Lord than in the seat of the mighty.
Somebody called for a doctor.
And he died on the spot. And that's the way it turned out.
See that dummy coming down the line, my baby. See that dummy coming down the line this evening. See that dummy coming down the line. He had to run sideways to keep from flying, my baby.
The voice of Alvin Barkley, the Veep. Our story was produced by Joe Richman and Samara Freemark of Radio Diaries with help from Deborah George.
And shove 'em in this evening. See these diamonds in my breast, my baby. See these diamonds in my breast this evening. See these diamonds in my breast. Tell all my women I'm gone to rest, my baby.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.